Hi, friends. Happy Tuesday. I don't have anything planned to talk about today. So a true ramble in every sense of the word, I guess. A true ramble with no real goals in mind. If you're following along with my other audios, you know I have a side quest to come on your cock, and that quest continues. I am trying to find a dildo, which dildos are easy to find. It's not like I'm having trouble finding a dildo. I'm having trouble choosing a dildo is what's going on. So I need to just decide what the fuck I want and get it. I think I'm going to try to go to a sex shop and just see for myself, because I don't know. Mostly I'm thinking about size now. I don't know what size I want. Yeah, I definitely don't want something like huge, but I don't want something. I mean, I want to feel it. I want to feel it, and I want it to feel good. So I think I just have to eyeball it and see what I think will work. But anyway, yeah, that quest continues. I'm alone in my apartment, obviously. I haven't touched myself in maybe close to 48 hours. And I, this is dumb, but I got kind of dressed up. Kind of. No, I'm just wearing my lacy black bra and some black panties that have lace on the corners. That's about as fancy as it gets over here. I'm usually all about comfort, but anyway, for this date, I decided to put on some stuff that made me feel good. I guess I'll just talk about some stuff that's been on my mind. I took one of those BDSM quizzes. I just wanted to see what it said. I was pretty sure that I knew what it would say. And for the most part, it did. Except for a couple things that I knew about, but I didn't realize were so prevalent, or one thing actually specifically. So it turns out that I am very submissive, which I knew that, close to 100%. And yeah, I knew that about myself. And that's not saying that I would definitely be interested in trying to switch, but I might not be very good at it. But there is a particular context, actually, in which I think that would be fun. I'm also very high. Oh, so the number one thing was 100% voyeur, which I never really categorized myself as that. But once I saw it, I was like, yeah, that tracks. I like watching porn. I've never actually watched people have sex in real life, but I think I would be down. Not strangers, but maybe acquaintances or friends with benefits or something like that. I think that would be hot. And I like watching, I definitely like watching men enjoy themselves. And women too. And what else was there? submissive, not a brat submissive, like an true submissive, like obedient, following directions, that kind of thing. Oops. So that all, and then also this wasn't on the quiz, but I am discovering myself on the men's hands subreddit a lot, just like looking at hands. So I definitely have a hand kink as well. And there's a little bit of exhibitionism on there too. I don't know, like in a real life situation, if that would apply. I'm not sure I would be comfortable with that, but I definitely would be comfortable like playing with it a little bit. And, but I definitely, there's something about this, what we're doing right here, kind of like a vocal exhibitionism that very much gets me going. Like true story, the day that I posted my first ramble, which was just the like a ramble where I was trying to be really quiet because there was people in my apartment. That evening I played like four times in a row afterwards. It was like just the thought that people were hearing me and getting excited and playing with themselves was really, really exciting to me. It got me going. And yeah, so days like this, when I know a lot of people are hearing my voice and like it, and are getting excited by it, really gets me going. So, with that, I have my vibrator, I have my fingers, and I thought I could maybe think about you. I could maybe combine my hand kink and my my voyeur kink, and we can maybe think about if I was there with you right now. Could I watch you? Could I watch you play? Or we could watch each other. That could be good. So I'm imagining you, you're either in your bed or you're on your couch sitting down or laying down, or you're in your chair, and you're in your clothes still, you're in your jeans or your boxers, and I could kind of, if you're on your bed, I think I'd be kneeling kind of towards your knees or like at your knees facing you. Or if you were on your couch or in your office chair, I'd be kneeling like on the ground next to you. And you could just start rubbing a little bit. You could think about me kneeling there in my cute black bra and panties. And you can see how excited I am to be there. And I'd really want to see how excited you are. So I'd ask you if I could see. Can you pull it out? And I want it to be, I want it to be hard already when you do pull it out and show me. Because the idea of, like, your hand pulling your hard cock out of your boxers, that's really good. I really like that image. Can you see that? Can you do that for me? And I imagine, yeah, your hand going into your boxers, pulling out all your hard fucking cock. Just pulling it out, not stroking it, just letting me get a good look at it. And my, I'm looking really close. I'm looking really, really close. I'm getting a good up close look. Maybe so close that you could, you can feel my breath on you. But no touching. We're not touching yet. And I would ask you if I could see you stroke it. I would love to see that. Really slow. I'd want to see you stroke it really slow. And hard, I think, like, you're squeezing hard and you're stroking slowly, and maybe you, I'm imagining that you're a little wet, like maybe you're lubed or lotioned or something like that, or maybe you can get some lube or lotion. And or maybe you're just really excited and you've got pre-cum leaking from your tip and dripping down your cock. Because when I imagine you stroking, it's like nice and wet and like a really smooth, tight motion. And I can't help but touch myself when I think about that. When I think about your hand sliding up and down your cock. So I think I would be on my knees and I'd spread my legs a bit and I'd put my hand down my panties like I'm doing right now and I'd start rubbing my clit. Feels good. Feels really good. One thing I've noticed about myself is that when I'm rubbing my clit or I'm playing with my vibrator, I can't really talk anymore. I get kind of mindless. So I might be kind of quiet for that part of it. But I'm going to take my panties off. And rub my clit some more. And and I'm wet. Holy shit. I'm always surprised how wet I am when I'm recording. Maybe it's the act of recording. But I am wetter than unusual. For sure. Oh, shit. You could hear it? Hold on. Oh, God. You can hear it, right? Oh, God. Fucking soaked. Oh. Just fingering myself. It feels so fucking good. I really wish I had my new dildo right about now, but, not yet. I'm just rubbing my clit. I have my vibrator ready, too. And I'm still just thinking about you stroking. And maybe after I finger myself, I can put my hand up to your mouth and you could suck on my finger. I like the idea of that being like the only physical contact we have is just that, like, filthy. That one filthy thing, like you licking me off of my fingers, and that's it. That's as far as we go in terms of touching each other, with the promise of much more to come later, but right now, we're just gonna enjoy ourselves together. Are you thinking about it? I hope you're thinking about it. That's what I'm thinking about. And I'm thinking about you listening to me. And stroking the same time as I am. And watching each other. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna go back to rubbing a little bit. The vibrating is almost too much. just amazed again at how wet I am. I'm a total mess. I'm using my left hand to kind of play with my tits. Would you want to see that? I would do that for you if you wanted to see that. Oh, fuck. Oh. You should start stroking harder. Go harder, okay? I'm thinking about that. Fuck. Fuck. I'm close. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh. 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 I feel good. Fuck. I almost feel like I could go back to sleep. That was really nice. Oh. Yeah, I get kind of mindless when that happens. I hope that you came too. I hope you had a good time. I hope you feel really good. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. And I'll see you next time.